see if you feel it before.
That usually in the barn?
Yeah, that was in the barn. And back then, people would go there where they had that corn and suck them up a lot of corn to go to mill. Had a corn sheller that you turned by hand, and more than that, a lot of people shelled it by hand. Take one of those cobs and shell that corn off. And then they got a corn sheller. There was a man had a corn sheller, he was uptown. And then you shell that corn, and they'd be careful enough that they'd nub the ends of it off. That would be maybe a grain that would be decayed or not matured. It had to be the very best it was in the pile. And then when that process of shelling, shucking corn to go to mill, you run across a perfect grain ear. You put that back over there in a box for seed corn. Mm-hmm.
So your best ears, you actually say?
Save the best ears, the best shaped ones. Mm-hmm. You didn't, and you had none of that. Got the grain off the front end and the back end. You just saved the middle grains. But then people planted corn every step. They put a grain of corn every 36 inches. Now they put it every 4 and 6 inches.
Did it grow better if you put it further apart?
Well, the thing about it was the type of corn that it was and the type of fertilizer it was using then. This hybrid corn that they've got now, you couldn't handle it like you handle that old Indian corn. You could keep that stuff, as long as you kept it dry. You kept the wheat. There was some varieties of it that the grains were hard enough that the weevils wouldn't eat it. But you get a soft corn with a soft grain, and them weevils would eat it up if you didn't do something about it. But people would. They would shell from a half a bushel to a bushel to 5 bushels of corn and take it to the grist mill, make it into meal. Well, then they brought that back home. That was for the dogs, the cats, the folks, and the hogs.
Yes, it took care of everybody, right?
Took care of everybody. You take that corn meal and put some water in that and make it up into a dough and cat and feed it to the little biddies. And you work it up and make your corn pone. That was for the folks. And you could put it in the slop for the hogs, or you could feed it dry, although we never did feed dry meal. We'd put it in, have a 5-gallon bucket that you put the scraps from the table in.
Do you have any special name for that bucket? Just
slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Yeah, slop bucket. And you would, whatever that was left from the table went into that bucket there. Then you would take some of that meal that I'm talking about and put that in there. And then go by and get you some water and put in compostion to where slop was supposed to pour. And when you got it to where you pour it, can't pour it in that trough. But a hog is a funny thing. You got to make a hog eat up what you give it. You can't go pour out a trough full of something and say, well, now you eat that today at dinner and tonight for supper and then tomorrow for breakfast and so forth. He won't do it. Huh. If his, he'll eat it soured to a certain stage, but when it goes to the next one, he ain't gonna eat it.
And so you have to make him go ahead and eat.
Give him what he'll eat. Make him lick out the trough. And the next time he's ready for some more. I saw people that would put hogs up to fatten them, and they would waste feed that they were feeding to the hogs by filling up great big containers, and then that stuff sour and get to where the hogs wouldn't eat it. Then their hogs were starving to death while there was plenty of feed to eat just because they didn't know how to feed them.
That's really just a waste.
Oh, you're just wasting it that way.
And
yeah.
Hurting your hog at the same time.
You're losing the growth of your hog.